Yeah, this is Ed.
Hey, how you doing, sir? My name is Kenyatta. I'm returning your phone call with customer service support.
I received a charge from you on my credit card bill, and I cannot figure out what it is for.
Okay, yes, sir. I'd be more than glad to assist you with that. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
Just a moment. I please have your zip code, sir?
59931.
59931. Okay, thank you. Give me just a moment, sir.
Yep. No problem.
Thank you. Okay, and you said your first and last name is Ed Mitch, correct?
Pardon
Hello.
me, I couldn't hear, I couldn't understand what you said.
You said your first name is Ed and your last name is Mitch?
Yep, yes.
Okay, yes, sir. Give me just a moment. Okay, for security purpose, may you please verify your shipping address?
25157 Highway 93, Rawlins, Montana, 59931.
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you for that information. And I do see where you ordered the test onyx, which there is a male enhancement that helps with your sex drive, your stamina, give you strength and energy.
It is what?
A male enhancement, the testosterone that gives you strength and energy, and it helps like with your sex drive and your energy, sir.
What is the name of it?
Okay, it's T. Give me just a moment. It's TEST Onyx, Onyx.
Okay.
And give me just a second. Maybe I can help you remember it this way. You remember purchasing some for $6.70 and $7.45?
Yes.
Okay, so when you purchased that product, sir, you was on a 14-day trial. If you did not call and get it canceled out within the 14 days, they charge you the full price for that product.
I did not receive any notice telling me that.
Yes, sir, it was on that website.
Pardon?
It was on the website.
I remember the two charges to Onyx, but I was not told that I would be charged 91.89, or I wouldn't have bought it.
Yes, sir. Well, you had agreed to the terms and conditions that was on the website.
Don't believe so.
Yes, sir. It was on the website.
Well, I'm going to protest it to my credit card company and tell them I did not receive that information and I'm not going to pay it.
Okay, yes, sir. So if you go to your credit card company and you dispute these charges, what will happen? They will reimburse you that $92.90 and that $91.89. But once they reimburse you that money, what will happen? They will call our company. We will explain the terms and conditions. We will send over a copy of the terms and conditions that you agreed to. So, and then once they see that it's some valid charges, they will take that money back out of your account, sir. I'm 100% sure that will happen. So, as a courtesy, what I can do for you, since you agreed to those terms and conditions, sir, and these charges are valid on your account, but as tonight, as a courtesy, what I can go ahead and do on both of those charges, 9290 and 9189, I can give you a 35% refund.
I've only got a charge for $91.89. I believe I paid those two postage charges.
Yes, sir. The postage charge was $6.70 and $7.45. So when you paid that, that was for the shipping and handling for you to receive that product. So by you not calling cancel out in your 14 days, that's why they charge you the full price.
Well, I'm gonna not pay it, and I'm gonna turn it into my credit card company because I don't believe that.
Okay, so give me just a moment. Okay, sir, so as a courtesy, what I can do is I can offer you a 50% refund.
50%?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I can give you 50% refund.
Well, I guess you better do that.
Okay, yes, sir. So give me just a moment. Then what I can do, I can get you canceled out as well, so you will not receive no more future charges, sir. So on the charge of $91.89, when I give you a 50% refund, that will be $45.95. Give me just a moment. And on that charge of $92.90, sir, I can give you a 50% refund. That will be $46.45.
I don't have a charge of $90-some.
It's
all I have is the $91.89.
Okay, yes, sir. So what I did, I went ahead and got you canceled out, sir. And give me just a moment. I'm going to provide you with your cancellation number, okay?
Okay.
Give me just a second. Give me just a moment.
Okay, I got another question for you.
I'm here.
Go. You want to wait till you get done figuring there?
No, sir. I'm great. You can go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, I see down on the line down a little further, I got Diet Wellness for $92.90. Is that you?
Yes, sir. That's what the charges that I was telling you about before. You only told me that you only had one charge. I was telling you that it was two charges, that I gave you a 50% refund back on both.
What's that for?
Because, you know, you received two different products, sir, so they charge you two separate prices for the products.
Well, I am absolutely not going to pay that.
Yes, sir. That's why I did. On both of them, I gave you a 50% refund.
I'm not going to settle for 50% discount. That's another $46, $47.
Okay. Give me just a moment. Let me email my supervisor. Thank you. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, sir. So on the charge, what I can do as a courtesy on both of those charges, I can go ahead and give you a 75% refund for both charges, sir.
So what's that amount to?
Okay, give me just a moment. Give me just a moment, sir.
Okay, that's fine.
And what the charge was, $92.90, correct? One charge was $92.90.
Yep. One was $91.89.
Yes, sir. Excuse me. Yes, sir. Give me just a moment. So on the charge of $92.90, if I give you a 75% refund, sir, that will be a total of $69.68.
That will be what?
A total of $69.98.
That's for both of them, $92.90?
No, sir, they're just for one.
What?
They're just for one charge, sir. Okay, so on the charge of $92.90, sir, I'm going to give you a 75% refund. And when I give you that 75% refund, I will be refunding you $69.68 back on that charge, sir.
Your arithmetic is not very good.
Okay, so do you know the charge on your account that is $92.90, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, if I give you a 75% refund back, I will refund you $69.68 from that charge. Hello?
Yeah.
So did you want me to apply that 75% refund, sir?
I'm checking. $50 of $92.90 would be $47, and you're only saying $67.
No, sir. Okay, so on the charge of $92.90, if I was to give you a 75% refund, that will be $69.68. Not a 50, but a 75% refund, sir.
I say, if you give me a 50% discount, that would be half of $92.90, which would be $40-some dollars. And you're only giving me, you're telling me you're going to charge me $60-some dollars. Your arithmetic is wrong.
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. That's not what I'm saying. Okay, so if you're using a calculator and you type in $92.90. And if I give you a 75% refund, I'm going to give you back $69.68. So that means I'm only charging you
$23.23. Excuse excuse me, I didn't read. I thought you were going to charge me $69.
No, sir.
So,
I'm going to refund you that.
75%. So you're going to charge me. I'm going to have to pay you what?
$23.23 for that product, sir.
How much?
$23.23.
Then what are you going to do about the $91.89?
Yes, sir. I'm going to do the same thing.
Are you going to mail me a... Or what are you going to do?
I'm going to put that charge back on your card, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll pay both of those.
Okay, yes, sir. Give me just a moment, okay?
Okay.
Give me just a moment.
Yep.
Okay, give me just a second while I process these refunds, sir.
Okay.
Okay, I got your refund process. Now, give me just a moment to cancel it out.
Okay.
Give me just a second.
You're fine.
Thank you. One brief moment, sir.
Yep.
So, got one more to get canceled out. 294. Okay, give me just a moment while I load up.
Okay.
Okay, so now, on each charge that came from your account, the charge you have a charge for $92.90 and $91.89. So on both of those charges, I gave you a 75% refund. So on the charge of $92.90, with me giving you a 75% refund, I will refund you $69.98 for that one. And for the
$69.98.
Yes, sir. So that's like $23 for that product. Let me tell you exactly how much after $92.90.
Okay, I got that. That's fine. I understand.
That's, yes, sir, that's going to be $22.92 you pay for that product. And for the product $91.89, I gave you a 75% as well. So that will refund you $68.89. So you'll be paying $23 for that product. For both products, you'll pay around like $42, $43.
So 91.89, and then I have to pay you what on the 91.89?
Okay, so on the 91.89, I gave you a 75% refund. So I gave you a refund for $68.98.
So what
Okay.
do I owe?
You asking how much you owe? So you paid $23.
23,
Yes, sir.
23, 23 flat.
Yes, sir.
And on the 92.90.
Okay. On the 9290, it will be 2292.
22.90.
Yes, sir. So in total, all will be $45.92.
Okay, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me.
Yes, sir.
I might be kind of a hard ass, but I'm trying to live on Social Security, and I'm a disabled veteran, and times are kind of tough.
Yes,
You
sir, I
probably know.
understand.
You probably know what I'm telling you. But I'll pay the bill when it comes. Thank you.
Okay, yes, sir, you're very welcome. And I did get this account canceled out for you, so you will not have no more problems with getting charged or trying to call in to cancel out anything today. So,
In other words, no more will be shipped.
yes, sir, that's correct. So I refund you a total of $138.87. That
Okay,
will be
thank you
going
very
back in your
kindly.
banking account in 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay, thank you very kindly.
Yes, sir, you're very welcome and thank you for calling customer service support. You have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.